Actor Matthew Lillard claims Amazon's Carrie remake resonates with him as the father of a non-binary kid. By Warner Todd Houston on August 4, 2026. Actor Matthew Lillard made it all about him and his non-binary kid when he was asked what he thinks of Amazon Prime's new series based on Stephen King horror character Carrie. "This material resonates with me," the Scream 7 star said during a press availability at last week's San Diego Comic-Con. "Not only because I am a girl dad, but because I'm the father of a not only a girl, but a boy, and non-binary kid. This story resonates with me because I am myself an outsider, right?" Lillard, who portrays Principal Grail in the new series, continued. "I grew up with severe learning disabilities. I was an obese teenager, transplanted from Detroit, Michigan to Orange County, California, and I never felt like I fit in." Actor Matthew Lillard says the new Amazon Prime adaptation of Carrie resonated with him because he is a father to a non-binary, queer kid. "Those of us who have always felt on the outside looking and see ourselves represented in the series," he says. "As I'm watching those, pic.twitter.com/fnjm4hvwm9. Breitbart News, at Breitbart News, August 3, 2026. I think what we see in Carrie is, we see ourselves. For those of us who have always felt on the outside looking in, to see ourselves represented," he explained. "And it's a story of this incredibly powerful and happy and buoyant and hopeful young woman who steps into this vicious world of bullying," he went on. "And I feel as I'm watching those episodes, I feel seen, and I feel connected to her journey." He concluded, saying, "and also because being the father of a queer kid, you're like, all you want to do is protect the kid and allow them to rise up out of the moment they're in high school. And let them be their best selves as they get past this gauntlet called high school in America." Lillard may not have felt like he fit in when he was in high school, but today he's just another run-of-the-mill left-wing member of the Hollywood elite spouting off on all the usual, radically far-left topics. For instance, last November, during the screening for his Scream film, he was seen screaming "fuck ICE." And back in 2021, he joined the rest of Hollywood in condemning the U.S. Senate for acquitting Donald Trump of inciting the Capitol Hill riots. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.